Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Verse number 3, that's where I left off. Who being the, this is the third description of the sevenfold description of God's Son, and these two verses is the third one. Who being the brightness of His glory. Now that word brightness is an interesting word. It means the shining forth, or literally the off shining, the reflection of God. I'm gonna put it this way. We will never see God the Father, never. I know this blows your mind. Because of the, matter of fact, we read that God to the invisible God, a God whom you have not yet seen, who you're not going to see. I'm talking about the Father. Jesus Christ is the brightness of His glory. So Jesus as God is manifested in the flesh. It's the shining forth of God. Are y'all following this? Very, very. Okay, that's why the Lord Jesus is the brightness of God that we cannot see. It's like the sun. We do not see the sun. We think we do, but we don't see the sun. We see the rays of the sun. What comes out from the sun, the brightness, the rays of the sun, it's a silly illustration, but it's the same thought. At least we can wrap our mind around this. When we see Jesus, it's the brightness, that reflected brightness, that offshining of the Father. And Paul talks about who being the brightness of His glory. And by the way, that phrase who being literally means the absolute. There's so much here. I need to move on. Who being the absolute shining forth of His glory, that Shekinah glory of God, was manifested in Jesus Christ. Matter of fact, when He came to earth as a flesh, He set aside that glory. The only time He had that glory was when He was on that Mount of Transfiguration. And I won't go into remember that. When Moses and Elijah was there and that brightness came upon, a little bit of that brightness come upon the Lord and Peter and his boy, it's good to be here, where do you know, that kind of thing. Remember the glory that shone upon Moses, that the bright, God, I want to see your face. You can't see my face. Matter of fact, you would die. You remember that? And the Lord said, I still want to see you. And He hid Moses in the back behind the rock, put his head in hands and so that you could see my backside when I walked by. Well, because of the glory of God, it was literally Jesus Christ walking by that they had to cover Moses' head. Remember when He came down off the mount because of the glory that shone up. Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
Okay. That's that brightness, that what we would call that offshining of God. Then when Jesus came in the flesh as a baby, He laid that aside. Well, we're going to see Him once again in all His glory. And when we're glorified, we're going to be able to handle that. Hey, we couldn't handle it right now. That's why I have a real problem with people saying, I see Jesus, and you heard these stories, you know, I've walked with Jesus. I'm probably the last, they write books about it and all, but then I won't go into that. But anyway, He's the brightness of His glory. And then this next phrase, that's number the fourth description that's given here. The expressed image of His person. The expressed image of His person. Literally, we get the word, the expressed image. We get the word character from it. Now, the word character means like when you put something on a printing press and you press it down and it gives that exact reproduction of what that character represents. Well, Jesus Christ is the exact imprint of God. Matter of fact, Jesus Christ is the exact representation of the very substance of God. We could call it the divine engraving of God. That's why in John chapter number 14, when Jesus said this in verse number 6, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. From henceforth ye know him and have seen him. You've seen the Father. And Philip says unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. In other words, it satisfies. You know, just show us the Father. Well, here's what Jesus said, verse number 9. Jesus saith unto him, have I been so long with you, and you've not yet thou know me, Philip? been with you three and a half years. Ain't you figured it out yet? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how can thou say sin, show us the Father? Philip, when you see me, you see the Father. How is that possible? Because in Hebrews, we see that he's the expressed image of his person. And let me move on. No, then it talks about the upholding of all things by the word of his power. The upholding literally means, it doesn't mean that when we think of the word upholding, our mind goes back to Greek mythology, some people do, where you have Atlas, remember Atlas and that big old world on his shoulders and he's just holding it all together on his shoulder. That's not what that word upholding means. The word upholding literally means that he holds it all together by his spoken word. Not only he maintains it, he sustains it. God spoke it into existence by his spoken word, and by his word, he holds it together. And one day it's all going to come apart. Remember in Peter about the world being burned up, this world, the atmosphere. I even believe the moon's going to be burned up. This is just my personal opinion. It's going to be reconfigured. Why? Because man's a sinful creature. He walked on the moon and he polluted the moon. Preacher, you're crazy. Well, let me just live in my world. But listen, anything man touches is defiled. Anything man touches is defiled. That's why I think, you know, the moon and the things that God, man's touching. Anyway, God holds it together with the spoken word. One day he's going to burn it all up and cleanse it all again by just letting it go. How he does that, I don't know. The Bible does not say. I just know he maintains it and he sustains it. And that's what that word upholds, all things by the word of his power. He holds it all together. And I have a note here. Every atom, every molecule, every cell. And all these big words, Miss Nikki's a nurse. So we have distinguished guest among us, you know. And she knows all these big words. I don't know these because being in medical profession and all. God holds all that together. And at the right moment, he's just going to let it all go. That's what this means. Upholding all things by the word of his power. And then look at this. This is where I wanted to get the next 5 minutes. And to me, this is the most important section. Hebrews 1:3. It's the key to unlock the whole book of Hebrews. Other people give it other verses and all, but to me, this is the key. And this next phrase, when he had by himself purged our sins, by himself, nobody else could do this. And he sat down on the right hand of the throne of majesty on high. Two things, and I got to quit if I can give this to you in 3-4 minutes. When he by himself purged our sins, no one else could do it. And it was once and for all. We think, of course, he's talking to the Hebrew people, and they knew about the temple. The temple was still in existence. It was destroyed in AD 70. But we find, we talked about this, the temple was still in existence when he wrote this. And those Jewish believers knew about that the high priest would have to go in there daily and weekly, and then once a year, the high priest on the Day of Atonement would walk into the Holy of Holies. You remember how it was laid out real quick? Outside the temple, you had that laver and you had that big altar that daily these priests would take and people would bring in sacrifices for their sins and others. They don't get into all that. But daily the priests would sacrifice lambs outside. Daily they would go inside, they'd wash their hands outside that tabernacle. By the way, it was 45 foot by 30 foot. No, 45 foot by 45 foot, okay? I think that's right. Yeah, 45, something like that. Anyway, outside that temple, or I'm thinking tabernacle. Anyway, whatever it was, there was the laver that they washed their hands in, and then that altar in the center outside. They'd walk inside, and on the right hand side of that of the tabernacle was the table of showbread, and they would change those. There's 12 loaves representing the tribes of Israel, and they would change those out. And then on the left-hand side would be the candlesticks, the golden candlesticks. And then in the center, before they went to Holy Holies, was that altar of incense.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.